Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Gunman kills 10 here in California.
We still are not clear on the motive.
President faces criticism.
Clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
Final farewell at Graceland.
We are grateful for the beautiful gift that was Lisa Marie.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Monterey Park, California, with the CBS World News Roundup. In this small city east of Los Angeles, they are still trying to grasp what happened.
This was just absolutely shattering, especially in our peaceful community.
This weekend's festive Lunar New Year's celebration turned deadly when a 72-year-old man walked into a ballroom dance club with an assault rifle and opened fire. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Who walks into a dance hall and guns down 20 people?
In a matter of moments, 10 people were killed, 10 others wounded. For those who live here, the reality is hard to accept.
I know a lot of people in this neighborhood. This is right in our backyard. It's devastating.
The first officers to arrive at the scene saw the carnage.
There were injured people inside. There were dead people inside.
Police immediately went on a frantic search to find the killer. When they finally tracked him down more than 25 miles away in a white van in a shopping mall parking lot, he killed himself.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle, they heard one gunshot.
And the death toll could have been much higher. After the first attack, the gunman traveled to a nearby second dance club, apparently intent on killing more. But two people stopped him and took his weapon away. The big question today remains, what would lead a 72-year-old man to do this? We know that the gunman in the past did go to the dance club, but it's not clear whether he knew his victims. The investigation goes on here in Monterey Park. Steve?
Well, Steve, there's also a shooting investigation in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where 12 people were injured in a nightclub shooting early yesterday morning. One of the victims is in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Police call the attack targeted. And they say three officers who were nearby administered life-saving aid until EMS arrived. President Biden's facing questions from members of his own party as more documents marked classified have been found after a search of his Delaware home. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The FBI search lasted nearly 13 hours Friday. In a statement, the president's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, said investigators had full access to the president's home, including personally handwritten notes, papers, and memorabilia. They took six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials from his time as vice president and senator.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on a key staffing change at the White House.
CBS News has confirmed that President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is preparing to step down in the coming weeks at some point after the State of the Union next month. He has served in the role for a little more than 2 years, as most chiefs of staff do. So who's up next? Well, we're told it's the former policy czar for COVID-19 response, Jeff Zients. He was responsible for coordinating the administration's response to the pandemic, which he did until stepping down last spring. You can expect Zients will focus on essentially keeping the trains running on time and implementing all that big legislation that was passed over the last 2 years, a big priority for the president.
The conference championship matchups are set in the National Football League. CBS's Nate Burleson says there were dramatic moments yesterday on and off the field.
Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was in the building at Buffalo's Highmark Stadium to watch his team take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Been visiting them in the locker room.
What a beautiful, triumphant story that galvanized this entire nation.
It came nearly 3 weeks after Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest on the field in Ohio.
To the end zone. Open! Wide open!
But the Bills' season came to an end with a loss to the Bengals 27-10. After the game, Hamlin tweeted, "We'll be back. Don't even trip."
And we'll kick it off here.
And in San Francisco, third-string quarterback Brock Purdy continued his Cinderella run, leading the 49ers to a win with key plays like this.
Oh, what a catch by Kittle! Are you kidding?
They beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-12.
With the 49ers back to the championship game.
The 49ers play the Eagles in Philadelphia for the NFC title, and the Bengals go to Kansas City for the AFC championship in a bid to reach a second straight Super Bowl. This week, a storm system could pack a 1-2 punch, affecting much of the eastern half of the country in one way or another. Molly McCallum is with our partners at the Weather Channel.
Heavy snow from the southern plains all the way into the Ohio Valley. It really starts to take shape Tuesday into Wednesday, the middle part of the week. We could see severe weather on Tuesday, Louisiana, Mississippi, into Alabama. Eventually, this starts to exit into the northeast, bringing heavy snow to some of our ski resorts in the northeast and all rain to some of our major cities on the I-95 corridor.
A new survey of national economists finds the likelihood that the United States is in a recession or will fall into one this year has dropped to 56%. That's down 11 points from 3 months ago. The price of stamps went up yesterday. The price for a forever stamp increasing from 60 cents to 63 cents. That's a 4.2% hike. It's the third price boost in the past 17 months. Now to Graceland. Songs filled the air from many performers as more than 1,000 people turned out yesterday for the funeral of Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley.
She went through a lot. She was born into the public, born into fame, and, you know, that's hard for some people. She handled it like a champ, I think. I think she handled it very well.
One poem read at the service called Lisa Marie an icon, a role model, and a superhero to many people. Well, the movie Elvis won acclaim from Lisa Marie and many critics.
I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero.
But Tom Hanks, who played the King's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, has been nominated for 3 Razzie Awards. He also played Geppetto in Disney's live-action Pinocchio. He got a nomination for that. The tongue-in-cheek Razzie nominations out one day before the Oscar nominations. A rarity on stage, live music from Beyoncé.
Queen Bee took the stage in Dubai for her first live performance in 4 years, beginning with some Etta James before an invite-only crowd. The occasion? The opening of the new Atlantis, the Royal Resort. Beyoncé announced her parents, her husband Jay-Z, and their 3 children were also there. 11-year-old Blue Ivy joined her mom for a duet.
So if you love a brown-skinned woman.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Today's the first day the Internal Revenue Service will accept and process tax returns. It expects more than 168 million filings this year. If all goes as planned, refunds could be delivered within 3 weeks for those filing electronically, but debt ceiling talks could slow that down. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. For Steve Futterman in California, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.